Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we've all watched Elon Musk transition from Trump's number one donor, his best buddy, to the number one opponent of Trump's new bill, constantly lobbying against Trump's main goal. Now, the president did not take that well, as just a few days back, he was standing on the White House lawn and couldn't even rule out deporting his number one donor, someone who he was happily walking around with maybe 30 days ago. Elon Musk then took to Truth Social after that happened and said, "So tempting to escalate this. So tempting, but I will refrain for now." This was a few days ago, and it didn't take long for Elon Musk to hop back on the train of threatening not only the Trump admin, but any Republican who votes to advance this bill, and now the bill was advanced. Overnight, Republicans in a 219 to a 213 vote had the bill advance. Now they vote on reconciliation in the House. It is not totally passed, but it is very, very close, and they will very likely, they will pass it over the next 24 to 48 hours, barring some major event. But Elon Musk said, "So tempting to escalate this, but I will refrain." Liam Neeson, not the real actor, but someone with the same name on Twitter, said, "What good is being the richest man in the world if you can't even speak freely?" Now, Elon Musk today decided to speak a little bit more freely, and I want to walk you through all of the steps. I also want to talk more about what's in this bill, because it's really easy to get caught up in the chaos on the House floor as all hell breaks loose between Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Thomas Massie. We will relentlessly cover that, but a lot of families depend on the programs that this bill slashes. A lot of the most vulnerable populations will be left in the dust, and we have to relentlessly talk about it. So make sure you subscribe below. Join the Adam Mockler feed. We will continue to punch back against the Republican Party as they hurt the working class. Join the feed below, and let's start off with this tweet. Ron Filipkowski says, "In the past 24 hours, Trump's threatened Elon Musk, Thomas Massie, Japan, a judge in Israel, the CEO of AT&T, Jerome Powell, Canada, Thomas Tillis, a Forbes reporter, Harvard, and migrants with being eaten by Burmese pythons in the Everglades while releasing a new line of cologne." Now, this was tweeted out 1 or 2 days ago, but it all still stands. Trump is melting down. Elon Musk continues to escalate. He said, "It is obvious with the insane spending of this bill, which increases the debt ceiling by a record of $5 trillion, that we live in a one-party country, the Porky Pig Party. Time for a new political party that actually cares about the people. How can you call yourself the Freedom Caucus if you vote for a debt slavery bill with the biggest debt increase in history?" And he's right. Elon Musk's attacks on the bill then had Stephen Miller and other Trump admin officials attacking back on Fox News. It was an all-out war.
"To oppose this bill is to support the invasion. To oppose this bill is to support the continued giveaways and freebies to cheaters and scam artists. To oppose this bill is to support a 68% tax hike on the American public. And it's also to oppose this bill is to support a deprivation of all of the tax benefits that President Trump is fighting to deliver the middle class, like no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. The Senate passed this bill just today, demonstrating that they are fighting for President Trump. They are fighting for his agenda. They are not going to listen to an outside voice that does not represent the interests of the American people or the interests of the Republican Party. And the House is going to rally behind President Trump to pass this bill for America."
I mean, the House did rally, but Elon Musk, like a month ago, as Fox News puts him up on screen, was supposedly representing the will of the American people with Doge. And now all of a sudden, he's a lunatic who is not representing anybody. Fox News threw Elon Musk up on screen right there. In this next clip, AOC digs in to Elon Musk. And again, the factions here are really, really interesting, because Elon Musk doesn't want this bill to pass because he claims it will balloon the federal deficit by trillions of dollars. And he's right. Independent analysts warn that it's one of the most fiscally reckless policies, one of the most fiscally reckless pieces of legislation in modern history, because it locks in permanent tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans and slashes programs that working families depend on. Elon Musk doesn't care about the working families, but he claims to care about the debt. He likely cares that his business wasn't given freebies. But beyond that, I do want to hone in very quickly before we listen to AOC on the cuts to Medicaid and healthcare. The bill slashes $800 billion in Medicaid and other health programs. It could even be upwards of $1 trillion. In New York alone, projections show 1.5 million people losing health care over the next few years. 65,000 jobs could be lost in the short term. And I want to show you Elon Musk continuing to attack Trump, but just watch AOC.
Gentleman was recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you, and I thank the chairman. You know, President Trump had issued some statements throughout this process saying and urging, insisting that this bill does not cut Medicaid. He's also said some things, you know, he says he doesn't think I'm too much of a smart person. And I'll tell you one thing. It doesn't take a smart person to know if you're being lied to. President Trump, you're either being lied to or you are lying to the American people. Because this bill represents, in the text of this bill, the largest and greatest loss of health care in American history. 17 million Americans will lose their health care on this bill, not undocumented people, not quote-unquote the disgusting term illegal, but 17 million Americans will have their health care cut from this bill. On this point of tax on tips.
Really quickly, a lot of people in the comments were asking me in the live stream, why do Republicans choose to lie about immigrants using or abusing these programs? And it's because they use that as a pretext when they can undermine these programs in the eyes of the American people. Like USAID, for example, they say there's an insane amount of fraud. Then the American people don't really second guess when that program is shuttered or when it goes away. The same thing with Medicaid or Social Security. If they can get the American people to be a little bit, what's the word? Docile, I guess. Like the Republicans in districts, if they can get them to be docile and think, huh, maybe there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse going on. Then when these programs are cut, the wool is pulled over the eyes of the American people. But what I want to point out is that Elon Musk, basically the hour this bill was advanced through the House, decided to respond to a 17-old-hour post. This 17-hour post, or this post from 17 hours ago, is from The Persistence. It reads, "Release the unredacted Epstein files. Elon Musk didn't respond for a while, and then when the bill gets advanced through the House, Elon Musk says yes." Now remember, Elon Musk is somebody who promised to fund the campaign of anybody, any Republican who votes against this. He said, "Thomas Massie, if you vote against this, we will fund your campaign." And it's not because 65,000 jobs will be lost in hospitals. It's not because community health centers will be closed down. It's not because economic activity will be quelled and this could result in preventable deaths year over year. No, it's because he's worried about his own companies and he's worried about the debt, which the debt is a problem, but we should also be talking about the impacts on jobs and communities. 400,000 jobs can be at risk in farming communities because of green programs put in place by the Biden admin. Even SNAP benefits being cut could devastate rural and urban communities. Who is this bill for? Who is this bill for other than the richest of the rich? Working families get nothing in exchange. I mean, we get a tax code that is tilted even more towards the ultra wealthy, and then some short-term, really cheap, you know, tax, no taxes for the working class people. What I mean is, when you say there's no tax on tips for just a short amount of time, but then you enact permanent tax cuts for people making over $1 million a year, you are permanently helping the richest of the rich. But Elon Musk doesn't care about any of that or the upwards redistribution of wealth. In fact, he would probably take a bill that has all of that as long as it didn't, you know, affect the debt and helped his companies. His crusade isn't about protecting Medicaid. That's what I want to say here. But he is still threatening to release the Epstein files. Just a few days ago, someone said Bannon wants to nationalize SpaceX. Elon said Bannon is going back to prison, this time for a long time. This dude was drunk on power and just can't stop trying to wield it, but we will push back. His power will falter will fade, ours will continue to increase. And I really do believe that. Elon Musk can only post 300x tweets a day for so long before he gets burnt out or before people stop caring. But we are building something that is lean, sustainable, scalable, and in 5-10 years' time, I truly believe Mockler Media will be at the top of independent digital media. We are already in the top 10. Let's continue to push. Make sure you subscribe below to keep the growth going. We're working on some really cool merchandise. If you guys are interested in merchandise, say hi, Adam. Say yes. It'll be really solid. It'll be affordable merchandise. I think you'll love it. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.